Hello and welcome to the Racing Postcast, proudly sponsored by Unibet. We have got great Group 1 action for you this weekend to look forward to. That is, of course, the Lockinge at Newbury, one of their biggest races of the season. We'll be looking at that as much as four live ITV races at Newbury, including a cracking London Gold Cup, some clues for Royal Ascot as well. And we'll also be giving you our best bets from a good day racing at Newmarket. Let's get straight stuck into the action. Join me on this week, we've got a few regulars. In the top right, we've got Robbie Wilders, the anti-postman. Bottom left, Harry Wilson, a bit of a newcomer to the Postcast, but certainly continuing to fire in the winners. And of course, Ed Nicholson in the opposite corner. Let's get stuck straight into the action this weekend at Newbury, where at the time of recording, we are good to firm in places at Newbury. We're going to go straight into the big one, our third Group 1 of the season. This is, of course, the Boyle Sports Lockinge Stakes, the 2:35 at Newbury this weekend. And your favourite, returning since Royal Ascot, Rosalian, 13-8. Dancing Gemini, 11-4. Godolphin, can they make it 3 out of 3 in the Group 1s in Britain? Notable Speeches, 4-1. Tamfana, 5s. Fallen Angel, 14s. Kieran Schumacher getting the ride because he's not on the 22-1 shot lead artist, ridden by O'Sheen Murphy for John and Fady Gulston. He's a 22-1 shot. Persica at 33s, Prague at 40s, and Check and Challenge 100-1 outsider. Where should we start? Let's start with our anti-postman, Robbie Wilders. Talk us through the Lockinge, please.
Yes, James. Really good race to start us off. I mean, you've got three classic winners in there. You've got a Falmouth with some Chariot winner, and you've got Dancing Gemini, who all of a sudden has come from nowhere to look like the next Shirin. Looked really good in his first two starts. Rosalian, I'm against. I think he's a bit short. I think he's probably the most talented horse in the field, but he did have a respiratory issue. He's not running almost a year. That put me off. He might have the class to put to do it, but I'd expect a better performance at Royal Ascot. I think Tamfana's a very fair each-way bet here. She ran well behind Dancing Gemini. She was said to have needed the run, Sandown on her return. She had a £5 penalty there. She doesn't have that to worry about this time. Should have brought her forward. I think she's very closely matched with Dancing Gemini, and she's almost double the price. So that's the way I was looking at the race.
Okay. Tamfana for Robbie. Harry, let's bring you in. Rosalian, how do you assess his chances? Is he the fancy for you? Is he the one to beat?
He's definitely the one to beat, James. I don't think there's any doubt that he was the best three-year-old last year. I know he got beat in the Guineas, but I think that was purely down to track position. If you look, the first, third and fourth all came down that rail, whereas he had to come down the middle of the track by himself. He was very good at the St. James's Palace. I know he's had that respiratory issue, but Richard Hammond's given him so much time to get over it. Newbury's a local track. I do think he's the best horse in the race, and I think he'll prove to be the best horse this season. And I don't think he'll be an issue on his reappearance. I think he goes well fresh. As I said, I think it's just the track position that cost him in the Guineas. So he's a touch short for me, if I'm being completely honest. But I do think he's the best horse in the race.
Okay. And just before we come on to Ed, just through the others in the race that Robbie's mentioned, is there any you're happy to draw a line through, any that you're keen to take on? I thought Notable Speech was one you had to take on because he didn't finish the campaign last year as well as he started it in the Guineas.
Notable Speech is clearly a very talented horse. But yeah, it's those defeats that just bring in a bit of doubt, especially in the St. James's Palace. I know they said that there was something amiss, but he just ran so badly behind Rosalian that you struggle to see how he reversed that form. Dancing Gemini, I'm a big fan of, and I'm a big fan of Roger Till. He looked very good at Sandown, and he was running a very good time. But as Robbie said, Tamfana was reappearing. And she gets the £5 swing. She was very classy last year, and I won't say he can't. He will keep that form, but I do think Tamfana is the better horse of the two, especially with the pull and the weights. So yeah. The only one I put a line for is Notable Speech, but that cost me in the Guineas last year.
Yeah, we've all been there. Now, Ed, the talk here all seems pretty clear, isn't it? Rosalian's the one to beat. It's all a question of fitness. If only there was somewhere we could go to find out how fit Rosalian is for the lockage.
Yeah, well, we've been down to the stable about 3 weeks ago. And to my eye, he was looking cherry ripe. They would have put the final touches. And they're very confident. We will have a blog. I haven't spoken to Richard yet on time of recording Thursday morning. But we'll have a blog which will hopefully give us some more nuggets from the Hannon stable. But they're very confident that Rosalian is back and will be cherry ripe to win a race that the Hannons know how to win first time out. Let's not forget that. They have won four of these races, 26 runners this century, and four have won. And three of them won on their four-year-old debuts, Knight of Thunder, Canford Cliffs, and Olympic Glory. Paco's Boy was the only one that did, and he'd already won the Bet 365 mile at Sandown. But, you know, they see this as a stepping stone, don't get me wrong, to the Queen Anne. But the horse was, he did have a respiratory problem, but to say problem is probably the wrong word. I don't think Hannon would say that. I think they would say that, you know, it's back end of the season, the ground was going to go soft. They didn't really want to run him on soft ground. They will never run him on soft ground now. And they thought, well, what's the point? He's coming back as a four-year-old. We'll get him stronger and he'll be ready to roll. So I'm very strong on Rosalian. Again, same as Harry, 13 to 8, no working man's price. But I think he'll go very well. Godolphin have won this 9 times themselves. So notable speech should be looked at with interest. But I'm with Harry. I kind of got him wrong in the Guineas. He had the benefit of three all-weather races in January to March and when he won his Guineas. But Rosalian put him in his place at Royal Ascot, didn't he? And all things being equal, I think Rosalian is a better horse than notable speech. So the one I'd look at each way is perhaps Persica, the other Hannon horse, because he doesn't have to run him here. You know, it's a big price, 33 to 1, but they tend to run horses here in this race that run on into a place. And he's improving. Richard said to everyone on our blogs last year that when he's running handicaps, that this was a group horse. I doubt whether he thinks he's a group one winner, but he could run onto a place as well. But yeah, very strong on Rosalian. And this race is a super boost race with Unibet, which basically means come 9 o'clock on Saturday, every horse will be next price up on the price ladder if you back it with Unibet.
And just before we move on from Rosalian, Ed, we know how good the Hannon Yard are in the lock injuries you mentioned, but in particular with these good milers. Did you get a vibe of how good they think Rosalian is compared to a horse like Knight of Thunder and Olympic Glory?
Right up there. You never get anyone to say these days that they're better. If you go onto the Unibet blog, there is the video that Brett Williams did with Richard. I was there that day and they, you know, you can see he's the apple of their eye. And he is right up there with the best that they've trained. Obviously, Richard's trained some good ones. Knight of Thunder won this race, didn't he, 2015. That's the last time that the Hannons have won it. But, yeah, I think he's right up there. And I expect him to run in all the good mile races. And even in the interview, there's a suggestion that come back end of the summer, they'll think about where they go. If he does go the way they think, it'll be mile. But they might go 10 furlongs right at the end. So, yeah, it's watch this space. But first things first, first race of the season, first grade one, group one race of the year. I think they'll win. I think Rosalian wins.
Two shouts for Rosalian, one from Robbie Wilders for Tamfana. Let's move on to our second race. We're going to go back in time, start from the top at Newbury, the 12:50 at Newbury. This is the Sky Sports Racing Aston Park Stakes over a mile and a half. And your favourite is King's Gambit at 5-2 for Ryan Moore and Harry Charlton. Al Arzi wouldn't be a race at Newbury over Group 3 without Al Arzi. 7-2, second favourite, joint second favourite with Sunway. El Cordobus for Godolphin at 9-2. Table Talk 6-1. Courage Mon Ami at 16s, along with Aiden and Raja Raja, the 100-1 outsider. Harry, kick us off. Who wins the Aston Park?
Well, this is very unlike me, James, but I'm going for the favourite again. King's Gambit is a horse that I've always liked. He's very close to becoming that nearly horse. He was placed in all the three group races last year, the best of which was a great Vulture at York, losing by half a length to Los Angeles and a neck to Illinois, is probably the strongest form in this field. They've gelded him ahead of this start, to gel the horse who's already got Group One place form, Group Two place form, suggests that they've got more races to win with him. A mile and a half, I think, will suit. Having Ryan Moore in the saddle is no bad thing, and if the blinkers can just sharpen him up a bit, I'm pretty confident he'll stay this trip well. And I think he is the one to beat in the race. So King's Gambit for me, James.
Yeah, of course, a winner of the London Gold Cup on this day last season as well. Robbie, you with or against King's Gambit?
Yeah, I mean, King's Gambit's got a chance, but I think there's about five viable winners here. I mean, Alars, he's got a chance. He was very good, I thought, in his return at Sandown. He's got plenty of good Newbury form. El Cordobez looks handicapped on the up for Charlie Appleby. Sunway was obviously very classy last season as well, but I just thought you got Sunway sort of trading at around 7-2, 4-1. You got Table Talk at double the price, and Table Talk beating Fair and Square by two lengths last time on their return here. Thought that was a really good run. He's a very lightly raced horse, Table Talk. It's probably dangerous to pigeonhole him as a stayer. I know he won the Melrose last season in good style, but he's proven that he can handle the drop back in trip. He's had five less starts than Sunway, so there's no reason why he can't improve past him. And I can't really understand why he's a much bigger price. So on that line of form, I think he's the one that represents value in this race.
And finally, Ed, where do you stand on this?
Yeah, we're going super boost in the race, similar to the last race we previewed. Every horse will be in the next price up in the ladder. I won't talk too much because I think Harry said it all. King's Gambit looks the most likely winner. Blinkered for the first time as well. And as you said, won the London Gold Cup on this card last year. I think he'll have a great season in King's Gambit to win the Aston Park for me.
Bit of a team. The bottom row, if you're watching along, with Harry and Ed sticking together their selections. On to our third race then. This is the 125 at Newbury. A cracking sprint here. All about speed in the Highcastle Gin Carnarvon Stakes over 6 furlongs. We've got an Aidan O'Brien horse. Can he continue this phenomenal run in Britain he's having over the last fortnight? Well, he's got the favourite, Ides of March at 6-4. Godolphin, Symbol of Honour, 11-2. Sarida Dayan, 6-1. Defence Minister and Hold a Dream, 11s. Berkshire Whisper would be a fitting winner at 12s. And Strong Warrior, Caburn at 14s. Noble Champion, 16s. And East at 20s. And Right There, Right Now at 50-1. Ed, we'll come to you first. This race is always a huge clue in the last few years for the Commonwealth Cup. Is there any sprinter you're looking at in the lineup that you think this could be one for the Group One at Ascot?
Yeah, I think Ides of March. I think he'll win this, and I think he'll probably be aimed at the Commonwealth Cup. He ran last time on soft ground as a pipe opener. He has been, well, his trainer says that he's not a soft ground performer, and he's been taken out on softest ground conditions. So the fact they ran him there suggests to me that it was a run to get him fit. I mean, it's a high-class race to get you fit, but they had Whistle Jacket in the race as well, of which Ryan Moore rode. So Ides of March, I think, dwelt early on that day and ran on to be within half a length of the favourite, winning favourite. I just think he's got a lot to go for him here. Group 3 winner as a two-year-old. Obviously ran at the back end of the season in the Breeders' Cup. Aidan O'Brien's got a tremendous record at this meeting. I think, according to my stats, in the last, well, this century, he's had 7 winners from 30 runners. And Ryan Moore, obviously one of the best jockeys, proved what a great jockey he is still over the last few days. And Aidan O'Brien sending horses to the UK recently, it's just like a cash machine, isn't it? I think we're recording this before Thursday, so he had a couple of runners at York, and they probably will both win. But before that, he's 7 from 12 in the last 14 days. You know, his horses are in tremendous form. It's noticeable that he hasn't got anything in the four-year-old lockage. I don't think the three-year-olds last year were any good at his stable, relatively speaking. Obviously better than most trainers, but not as good as they have been. But he's got this Ides of March, and he's got another one later on here at Newbury. And I think Ryan Moore and Aidan O'Brien are going to have a good day over at the Berkshire track. So, yeah, I think Ides of March wins this. Quite short as well. I mean, there is 6-4, 7-4 being talked about. But I think he's most likely improver.
Ed Nicholson, have you forgotten City of Troy?
I know. Great. I realised halfway through that.
He's retired, though. That don't count.
He is retired.
Yeah, but looking back last year, he didn't have as many three-year-olds that were, you know, all over the place like he has in recent years. And especially, I mean, this season he started off so well. And his older horses, normally, they're three-year-olds into four-year-olds. If they stay in training, they progress. Yeah. And, you know, I don't think he's had that many this year.
No, there's just not happened, but I'm sure some will emerge from somewhere. It's saying there, Brian, write him off at your peril. Now, Robbie, we, as Ed mentioned, we're recording this before the Dante, where there is a very hot favourite from the O'Brien yard, the potential Derby horse. Ides of March was sent off 5-4. Ryan Moore ridden him against this horse on his debut. So the only blip on his copybook is in the Breeders' Cup where he was slow away. I mean, everything about him points to being a very, very smart horse, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. He did have a wide draw at the Breeders' Cup. Also, people watching are gonna know that the Lion and Winter didn't win the Dante. exclusive before it's happened. But yeah, Ides of March, he's a little bit short. I was surprised he was that short in this market. I know he's got the best form. He put up some good speed figures at the Curragh before the Breeders' Cup. But he got the run of the race against Whistle Jacket first time out. They went really slow. He made most of the running. And I wonder if stall two, he might find himself sort of away from the action because they end up on the stand side a lot in this race. That's what happened last. I know Elite Status won it from two last season, but he had to come right across. I don't know. I thought Hold the Dream is a lot bigger and is quite closely matched on adjusted RPRs. She looked a much improved sprinter on a return at Chelmsford. That looked quite a competitive race beforehand. She was always up with a strong pace, didn't give in. She was rallying all the way to the line. I thought that was a really good effort. Clive Cox absolutely mustered with these sprinters, and she's got a draw quite near the rail. I could see her going very well, and I would just have the pair much closer together in the betting.
11-1, cheers. Could be a really good each way outside a Hold a Dream. Robbie Wilder's choice, and finally, Harry.
Yeah, I was looking at Hold a Dream as well because I quite like Star of Memphis, who's running today. She could get a nice form boost today after that, but I've sided with Symbol of Honor. The Godolphin horse. He was a bit disappointing at Newmarket a couple of weeks ago, but that was over seven. I'm not sure that's his track. Three times he's been there and three times he's been well beaten. But he dropped a 6 furlong in May Dan, and he won both his starts. First time he beat a good horse called Westacre, who's won a Group 2, Group 3 and a Group 2 since. He's pretty unexposed as a sprinter. Fast Grangle suit, and I think Ides of March will give him a really nice toe into this. I read him as the pace angle in this, and I think Symbol of Honor could just sit behind him and then peel him off. So Symbol of Honor down to six, that's the one for me, James.
A difference of opinion, but we move on to the 2 o'clock last race. We're going to look in focus from at Newbury. This is the Trade Nation London Gold Cup Handicap. A cracking race this, isn't it? Always produces good horses, such a good indicator, not just for the handicaps at Royal Ascot, but horses to follow for the rest of the season. We'll see what the panel think is worth following from the race. We'll just spin through this year's market. And it's another Aidan O'Brien favourite here. Genealogy at 11-4. Nebras at 4-1 for the Gosdens. Sadad, 6-1. Asmund Warrior at 7s. Ernst Blofeld at 8-1, along with Wave Rider. Quai the Buffoon at 12s, along with Circus of Rome. Lightning Man, 12s chance as well. And Law of Design, the 25-1 outsider. Robbie, what wins the London Gold Cup?
Yeah, love this race. Normally, I'm not sure at the moment it's the strongest running. I mean, that's probably dangerous to say now because it always works out well. But to me, the two most interesting horses at the start of the week aren't running, Archivist and Light as Air. Aidan O'Brien has relied on Genealogy. He'll probably have a lot of fans because obviously, as Ed put, O'Brien is cleaning up in these races at the moment. But this Genealogy, he's making his return off a long layoff. A lot of his runners have been coming forward for their reappearances. I'd be against him. I thought the other O'Brien horse was more interesting, but he's not running. I just thought that Richard Newland and Jamie Insull's flat horses sometimes being a bit underestimated, and this Asmund Warrior has quite a nice profile on his handicap debut. He's by the same sire as last year's winner King's Gambit. Saxon Warrior put up a good time behind Convergent on his return at Redcar. That horse ran well at Chester behind Mount Kilimanjaro. He's around 102 now. Asmund Warrior is off 82 in his handicap debut. That could be a pretty good mark. And I thought he ran well in a Leicester Maiden, which I'm expecting to be very strong form. The winner was a newcomer who's from an outstanding Jodmont family, related to a horse like Logician and Okeechobee. A lot of top yards, top pedigrees representing him behind, and those horses pulled nicely clear. So I think Asmund Warrior, he looks too big to me. He's got a nice draw and three as well for a prominent racer. Yeah, he's the bet.
Yeah, I completely agree with you on that selection, and agree as well about the other O'Brien horse would have been interesting here. Presume he'll go possibly Royal Ascot, and off his mark, he's absolutely thrown in. Harry, what do you like?
Yeah, I've gone with Sadad for Roger Verin. Very likeable horse. He ran up behind the horse that I really like, Gethin, of Owen Burrows. He travelled well for a long way, probably just got outdone by a classy horse. His debut form's worked out really well. The second is bolted up in the conditions race out in Maidan, and also placed in the UAE 2000 Guineas. Mile and a quarter looks his trip. He's closely related to Al McCam, who could go on to really big things this year. And I just think a mark of 95 for a trainer like Roger Varian, who knows how to win this race. He won this with Defoe. Exoplanet was really unlucky a couple of years ago. I just think a mark of 95 may underestimate him. He could be the proverbial group horse in a handicap. So that's Sadad for me, James.
Yeah, Gethin, of course, got an entry in the Ark, I see, today. So the other day, I should say. Could be a really good horse, but shame we're not going to see him in the Derby. Ed, what's your selection?
Yeah, we're super boosting this race again. Next price up on the ladder for every horse from 9 o'clock on Saturday. Love this race. I remember previewing it last year. We spoke more about this race than the Lockinge, I think. Previous winners of this race include Isra, Baybridge, who had both won this race off ratings of 89 and 90. Respectively, went on to win group races like the Princess of Wales. Baybridge won the Champions League, didn't they? So they ended up being like 115, 120, 122 horses. So lightly raced three-year-olds who are already good end up being very good. And numbers one, two and three fit the bill. Any of those three could win. I just like the look of Genealogy, Aidan O'Brien, Ryan Moore. I think it will be a Ryan Moore bonanza day at Newbury. I've tipped him up in every race so far. But there's nothing wrong with that because he is the best jockey riding and riding at the top of his game. I just thought this horse looked like a three-year-old last year. And what I mean by that is that I think they campaigned him with this year in mind. Didn't go to the well too often. They only ran in a group race at the end. The Autumn Stakes at Newmarket, when he finished fifth behind a stable mate, wasn't the favourite of the two O'Brien horses that day. They looked after him, taught him a bit on ground that probably didn't suit him. He's a big horse. It's quoted in the excellent Racing Post comments as saying he's a massive horse. He probably needs time. Well, they've given him time. He's a handicapper at the moment, but I'll be very surprised if he's not a group performer by the end of this year. And based upon that and the kind of the way the race is normally, I thought Genealogy was by far the most likely winner. But yeah, I can see points for numbers one, two and three, and even, you know, further on down with the John and Thady Gosden horse, Ernst Blofeld, who's likely raced. But I'm going to go for another winner on the day for Ryan Moore and Aidan O'Brien, this time with Genealogy. It's all in the genes.
Yeah, you mentioned those list of winners. We, of course, had the Triumph Hurdle winner running this last season, was second. So who knows where the London Gold Cup could take us for the rest of the year.
The other thing to mention, James, is that he does well in this race, Aidan O'Brien. I mean, he had Chantier last year, who I selected each way and came fifth, I think. But he won it the year before with Bertolini. So I think it's called Bertolini. So he, he's got so many horses like this to choose from, isn't he? That's the other thing. So, well, you know, Robbie makes a good point. The other horse that wasn't is probably worth keeping an eye out on.
Oh, absolutely, definitely. Right, let's turn our attention quite quickly to Newmarket. Three live races on the box there to look forward to. Robbie, you've got selections in all three for us. Talk us through those three races, please.
Yeah, I'll rattle through them. Just think Physique's a well-handicapped horse. In the 105, the semifinal handicap, he led for most of the way over course and distance a couple of weeks ago. Massive eye catcher at Doncaster, ridden differently a few starts back. I think he's on a good mark. In the following race, I've gone for Fondo Blanco. This is a semifinal handicap at Newmarket. This horse, he's bred to be better over a furlong. He's run over six furlongs, running well over six furlongs. He's making his handicap debut, sorry, off of a decent mark. His dam was second to Lady Beaufort over a mile, how good she was a few years ago. He's got a good chance. And then in the 2:15, I thought it was tricky, but a horse called Royal Velvet for William Knight. Very, very strong in the market on a stable debut at Yarmouth. Ran quite well. I always like to heed that sort of market support. You'd expect she'd come forward for that. And she's a bit of a hold-up performance. She could get a nice pace to chase. So they were three for me there, James.
Okay, that's the Physique in the 105, Fondo Blanco in the 140, and Royal Velvet in the 215. Harry, do you agree with any of those?
Yes, James, I agree with Robbie in Physique. I actually backed him last time, and he was only just picked up late on. He's already a course and distance winner. I think he's on a good mark, and I know Jamie Spencer's been booked, but I'm sure he'll go from the front again. In the next one at Newmarket, the 7 furlong handicap, I quite like Spirit of Leros. I have a feeling he's going to be quite a big price. It's just like he's had a spell with Marco Bossi as a 2-year-old, and I thought he was a really impressive winner of a Newbury nursery. He then spent some time with Lucci Botti in Maidan, and is now back with Marco. He was a bit. It was really difficult to tell how he raced at Beverley. He was up there with the pace, dropped back, and then stayed on. But he was much better than either of his two runs in Maidan. He's now just £2 higher than when he won at Newbury for Marco Botti before. And I think he's worth backing each way. And then the 2:15, I've gone with Classic Encounter, George Bowie. He's only had 3 starts on fast turf. Form figures are 2-1-2. His second over course and distance last time, a better race than this. He's only gone up a couple of pounds, and I have a feeling he's going to make amends on Saturday.
Perfect. That's Physique joining forces with Robbie in the 105, Spirit of Leros at a price at 140 each way selection, and Classic Encounter in the 215. Ahmed, we'll come to you last. Any offers at Newmarket to keep an eye out for, and any selection from yourself?
Yeah, good point, James. We've got an extra place race, the first one, the 105. So we will be offering extra place on Saturday on that particular race. The only race at Newmarket that's on ITV that I had an opinion about, and quite a strong one, was in the 140, the second race on the card, the 7 furlong, 0-85 handicap. David Amira is I'm a great fan of his with handicappers, especially with the younger ones that progress. Will hopefully progress. And I think this is one such horse, We Dare to Dream. 6 runs so far, has been first or second on each of those occasions. First time up at Musselburgh, came second on probably what looks like to be for this horse unsuitable ground. And then last time out, led almost pillar to post. He dwelt, but then he got to the lead quite quickly at Beverley, over 7.5. Off a rating of 82, it's gone up to 88. But David Amira, I am a bit of a stats nerd when it comes to David Amira. And I looked at his 3-year-old handicappers that win at Beverley, what they do next. And he's had 9 wins from 29. It goes back to 2010, I think it does. But you're plus £16 up for a pound level stake on those sort of bets. So when David Amira has a 3-year-old that wins a handicap at Beverley, follow them next time. They invariably win. 51% are either winning or being placed. And this horse just looked like to me as if he was going to be another one of those improving 3-year-old handicappers. What is also a bonus is that a horse that finished second to him at Beverley yesterday, so that's Wednesday, ran 5th in a class 3 handicap at York, just beaten over a length and a quarter, Frankie's Dream. This is a class 4. That is always a good class 3 at York on that meeting. So the form has been upheld. The stats suggest he's going to run well. He's a horse that likes winning. And Daniel Musket's on board just £6 higher in the weight. So, yeah, I think Dare to Dream's got a really good chance.
We Dare to Dream in the 140 at Newmarket. Right, we'll be having the best bets and selections from elsewhere after a quick word from our sponsors.
Want betting on the horses to be anything but flat? With an app that impresses every time out, you're on. Want to watch live streaming of races in the UK, Ireland and around the globe? you get a chance to win even bigger with three UniBoosts every day on any horses you want. UniBet, you're on.
Right, let's have a look at some of the other races away from the ITV cameras that we're going to focus on. Now, we mentioned Light of Air, Light as Air, Robbie. Of course, we're very excited to see him and what he could do, go to Royal Ascot. We only have to wait 2.5 hours to see him because he's out at Navan on Saturday. James. Now, I like this horse. You like this horse. Is he going to win?
I would say he's got every chance, yeah. I mean, he's essentially very well handicapped. We've not explained why we like him, but if you watch back his last run at Leopardstown, he got completely trapped in by the far rail for the best part of a furlong. Absolutely flew home when he got out, to him being half a length from another stride or two he got there. He's got a really nice pedigree. He's from the family of Continuous, the St. Ledger winner. He's going to stay further, but I think a stiff one or two at Navan's perfectly fine at the moment. And yeah, this is a well handicapped 3-year-old for Aidan O'Brien.
Light as Air in the 5 o'clock at Navan. Not quite the London Gold Cup, not quite the 7-1 taken earlier in the week by one so-called presenter. You've got something for us, Harry. What are you looking forward to on the weekend?
Yes, James, on the later races at Newbury, the 6 furlong handicap, and Elmon Jed is running. You might have seen him run last month at Newmarket. He came fourth in a race that's worked out really well. First two from that race came first and second in a similar handicap at the Guineas meeting. The ground was too soft that day, and he probably needed it anyway. But the big thing that makes him worth backing is the blinkers being back on. They went on the back end of last season, and he won both races he wore them in, including winning a really competitive York sprint. I think that we could be dealing with a passing like level sprinter, especially in this headgear on fast ground, and I think he's got every chance on Saturday.
Okay, let's move on to our naps. What is the nap, Rob Walders?
Yes, mate. The earlier lock-ins, because of the FA Cup final, of course, good luck to Palace beating City. We're going to go 2:35 at Newbury, Tamfana in the lock-ins.
Tamfana in the big one for Newbury. Harry?
I'm going to side with Roger Verin and Sadad in the London Gold Cup. I really like that run behind Gethin, and I think he could be better than his current mark. So that's Sadad for me, James.
Sadad in the 2 o'clock at Newbury. Ed, you are going to...
I'm going to Newmarket, figuratively speaking, and it's going to be a We Dare to Dream in the 140 stable I love in handicaps. Has some good stats behind him. Never been out the first two. Won last time at Beverley. And the form of his latest win has taken a bit of a boost at York this week. So, yeah, I think We Dare to Dream will keep improving as a 3-year-old handicapper.
I will go for mine. Ides of March. I just don't think this horse will get beat. He just looks such a promising sprinter, and some of the performances last season, miles clear of these. But we'll wait and see. Thank you very much to our panellists. That's Robbie Wilders, Harry Wilson, and, of course, Ed Nicholson from Unibet. And thanks to you for watching along as well. If ever you're a fan of the show, do make sure to rate, review, subscribe. Let us know what you fancy. If you've got any tips for us, have you got any fancies on the weekend, do make sure to let us know. And, of course, join us again at 7 o'clock next Thursday. We'll be looking at all the action at Haydock, another big indicator towards the Royal Ascot races, as well as the Irish 2000 and 1000 Guineas. Those are classic action to look forward to. The flat season just never stops. But until then, enjoy this weekend's racing. Goodbye. And of course, gamble responsibly.